Friends, let us pray together. Loving God, you've gathered us today to remind us of your love sent to us through your Son, Jesus. Today we've come to worship, longing for your presence to be made real in our midst. So come, Holy Spirit, open our eyes to your grace around us. Remind us to be compassionate and always ready to serve. Help us keep our eyes on you so that we may learn to work for justice. Send us out into the world to build your kingdom and boldly share your love wherever we go. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Friends, I want you to think about your life for just a moment and about when you learned to swim. Did you learn to swim as a child or as an adult or not at all? And if you did learn to swim, how did you learn? Who taught you? Was it on a family trip where someone threw you into the water and taught you how to paddle? Was it in a formal class at a local pool? Or was it in a backyard pond or a lake or something else entirely? When I was a child, my brother and I took swimming lessons at the local YMCA. Each year, we were enrolled in classes named after different aquatic creatures, gradually moving from small ones like starfish to larger, more fascinating creatures like sharks at the more skilled end of the spectrum. Each class would give us what we needed to progress to the next level until we were excellent swimmers, confident in all of our abilities. I can swim quite well while in a pool, but the first time I went swimming in the ocean, things were very different. Though my skills learned in the calm of the pool were useful, I didn't quite know what I was doing with the crashing waves around my head and the undertow at my feet. And quickly, I was sucked under the water and pulled out farther from the shore than I intended. My skills didn't translate right away into the same level of proficiency in the waters of the ocean. Fortunately, I didn't get pulled out very far, but it was enough to shake me up a little bit and make me afraid, at least for a moment. But as quickly as I was pulled under by the crashing waves, the basics of my swimming lessons kicked in and I quickly got back to where I wanted to be. And I learned how to move and swim in this new kind of environment. It's likely that many of us who are listening today know how to swim. Though we might not have had a formal class, most of us have been around water enough to be able to at least tread water and keep ourselves afloat. But that wasn't always the case for people living in Jesus' day. There weren't any swimming classes, nor was it something your parents necessarily taught you how to do. In fact, most people in Jesus' day couldn't swim at all. And that's what makes our gospel lesson so much more interesting. Our story for this morning picks up at the end of last week's gospel lesson. Last week, you'll remember that tired and exhausted, Jesus and the disciples had escaped from the crowds and retreated to a remote location on the other side of the sea. But when they arrived, they found that the crowds had already gathered on the beach, waiting for Jesus to teach and heal them. Instead of telling folks to go home, Jesus and the disciples managed the crowd, teaching and healing until it was late in the day and someone realized that they were hungry. Instead of sending the folks away, Jesus and the disciples fed the people, cleaned up all the leftovers, and sent the folks back to their homes. And they were more exhausted than they were at the beginning of that story. And that's where our story for today picks up. Jesus sends the tired and exhausted disciples ahead of him on the boat, while he says goodbye to the crowds and goes to pray alone. Meanwhile, while the disciples are on the sea, a bad storm pops up on the water. With the wind against them and the waves crashing, their minds begin to turn to fear. What if the boat turned over? What would happen if one of them was knocked overboard? It was likely that none of them could swim, as most couldn't. And so an overturned boat or a slip overboard might mean death for one of the disciples. And in the midst of their journey across the water, they saw something strange. A man was approaching them, walking on the water. First, fearing it was a ghost, the men clung to each other and called out. But then Jesus responded and identified himself. Peter, who was overjoyed, asked Jesus to invite him to walk on the water too. As Jesus beckoned him, Peter, who probably didn't know how to swim, kicked first one and then his other leg overboard and began to walk on the waves. What an incredible act of faith. At first, Peter walked confidently, but then the wind roared nearby and he found himself afraid. And he began to sink in the water, crying out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus reached out his hand to catch him. There are times in all of our lives where we are up to our neck in the waters and we find ourselves afraid like Peter. Whether that's with things at work or situations in our family, health issues or something else, we are sometimes overwhelmed by all that's happening in our lives and in the world around us. Take, for example, the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Sometimes we don't know which way to turn or what the best course of action is, but we are trying to listen to scientists and doctors and to do the very best that we can do, to care for our families and our communities, to do no harm and to do good and to stay in love with God. We've also seen these past few months, there are other difficult parts of our society. We see injustice and inequality in our healthcare system. We continue to see the effects of racism and discrimination against others. If we are paying even a little bit of attention, we can see that we fall short of all that God calls us to do and to be in the world. And not just in the world, but in our church and in our lives as well. We are not yet living in the fullness of God's kingdom. Hatred and discrimination of any kind are not acceptable in the kingdom of God. It doesn't represent Jesus, and it cannot represent us either. You and I are called to be Christ's disciples in the world, building the kingdom of God wherever we go. I don't know about you, but sometimes in the midst of watching the news and seeing the events taking place in the world, I find myself a bit afraid and wondering what to do and what to say next. It's in these situations where we cry out to God from our fear and brokenness with the same words that Peter prayed on the water in our gospel story. Lord, save me. Lord, save us. Teach us how to love each other, to work for justice, to seek peace, and not to be afraid. The thing about fear is that it robs us and others of our ability to live an abundant life in God. When we are afraid, often our response is paralysis, making us unable to take the next step and move forward in God's love. That's where Peter found himself when he stepped out of the boat and began to walk on the water. When the wind roared next to him, when he remembered he couldn't swim, when he realized that the waves beneath his feet could mean his death, he was paralyzed, unable to move forward toward Jesus or backward to the safety of the boat. He was stuck right there in the middle of the sea, unable to go forward, unable to go backward. And our fears are like that too. Our fears keep us stuck, unable to imagine the future and unable to go back to what lays behind. When we find ourselves stuck in our fear, overwhelmed by the waves around us, eventually we realize there's only one prayer we can pray. And we, like Peter, cry out, Lord, save me. The good news is that no matter what's going on in our lives, in our church, or in the world around us, no matter what situations we find ourselves in, God is always present to hear our prayers, even when we are apart and unable to worship together in the sanctuary. God is always with us in the midst of our brokenness. God is always reaching out to us, extending a hand as he did to Peter, helping save us from our fears and restoring us to a place where we can serve again. When Jesus extended his hand to Peter in the water, scripture doesn't tell us that the waves stopped or that the wind was still. In the midst of the storm, Jesus extended his hand and walked with Peter back to safety, allowing him to continue to serve as a disciple and to use his gifts to transform the world. And dear friends, that is what we are called to do as well. Even in the midst of our fears and our brokenness, God is with us. Even in the midst of the craziness of the world and of our most desperate prayers, God extends a hand to save us from our fears and restores us to new life. Friends, each of us, no matter the color of our skin, where we were born, or who we love, is a beloved child of God, worthy of love and respect. We cannot let our fear of difference, our privilege, our inability to find the right words paralyze us. As baptized Christians who promise to resist evil and oppression in whatever forms they find themselves, the time is now for us to speak. The time is now for us to act. Anything less is sin. Friends, Scripture reminds us that love casts out fear, that God goes with us when we find ourselves in the midst of the raging wind and the crashing waves, that God walks with us, and that we are called to build God's kingdom in small ways and big ones wherever we find ourselves in this season. Friends, God's presence is all around us, empowering us to speak truth and to be set free from sin. God's presence is all around us in the midst of the waves and even in a still, small voice. You and I are issued an invitation. Come and listen for God's voice. Come and cry out to God and be saved from our fears and restored to new life in service. And then go and transform the world with God's love. Friends, God is with us wherever and however we find ourselves today. Whether we're in the boat or hiding in a cave, like an Old Testament story from Elijah points out. Whether we're sinking in the waves or joyfully walking on top of them, God is with us, reaching out God's hand. May we be open to the places that God calls us to go and unafraid of the challenges and joys to come. And may we be sent into the world to speak God's message of hope, love, and belonging wherever we go. Friends, may it be so for you and for me. Amen.